Americans suffer under Biden's inflation. We'd love to have a kid, but we have to put it off. By Wendell Hasebo on September 16, 2022. Americans are suffering under President Joe Biden's soaring inflation, forcing them to make difficult choices their parents did not have to shoulder. Together we are making $75,000. That's more than what my parents made ever in my entire life, Delaney Claycomb told the New York Post about her husband, noting her parents' home near Atlanta cost $98,000 in 1998. Now, in this area, you can even find a broken-down trailer for that price. This isn't Los Angeles. We looked at apartments near my job so I wouldn't have to drive 30 or 40 miles a day, but we couldn't afford it. We got the cheapest apartment we could find, Claycomb added. We'd love to have a kid, buy a house and a yard, but we have to put it off. Housing costs are just one aspect of Biden's inflation. Over the past 12 months, grocery prices have gone up 13.5%, despite the establishment media's claims that inflation fell in August, according to the Consumer Price Index released this week. People have told me I lost weight, but I can't afford groceries, comedian Gary DeNoia told the Post. I used to go shopping and plan my meals for the week. But, now, a Faye yogurt is $10. A bag of Doritos is $7. It's cheaper to eat takeout. I have never eaten this much Chinese takeout because the lunch special will last me 3 days. Brianna Howard, who is a mother and wife, told the Post her family is struggling to purchase $10 grapes from the store. We're your typical middle-income average American family, she said, adding, we're more mindful at the grocery store. It's like, what do we have a coupon for? I mindlessly picked up a pack of $10 grapes. That's not something I can continue to do. Still, other Americans are struggling to afford energy bills. And winter is not even here yet. I'm seeing my electricity bill at more than $300 a month when it used to be $200, Hakeem Joseph said. I don't feel like I'm using any more AC than I was last year. Everything is going up, he added. A haircut used to be $20, now these guys want $45 for a haircut. I'm like, I'll cut my own hair. Despite Americans absorbing soaring prices, Biden has ignored inflation in recent speeches in the midterm battleground states of Ohio, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. The decision to skip over inflation raises concerns that the President of the United States is making a politically inexpedient calculation. Speaking about a topic that does not benefit Biden could be a factor in why he has ignored the soaring costs Americans are experiencing. The majority of Americans blame Biden for the 40-year high inflation. According to an Ipsos poll on Wednesday, the nation's top issues remain Biden's struggling economy, specifically inflation, 30%, and immigration, 8%. Crime, 8%, rounded out the top three most important issues for Americans. The poll sampled 1,003 Americans from September 12 to 13, with a 3.8 margin of error. It included 460 Democrats, 360 Republicans, and 124 Independents. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.